Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
There's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosek, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, to nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer.
Wow.
Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And oh, what a game we've got for you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Botkins Pep Band is drumming up some noise in the background. We're about 10 minutes away from the opening tip. Is Botkins hosting Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Should be an outstanding clash. These two clubs played to a three-point thriller first time around. Won by Botkins on a mid-court heave by Zane Paul, 60-57. Since then, Chuck, these two teams scorching hot. Botkins has won 9 of 12, Fort Loramie 11 of 14. Botkins 11-9 on the year, 4-7 in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie 14-7 overall, 6-5 in the league. This game doesn't mean much with regard to the Shelby County Athletic League, although a Fort Loramie win tonight, a Rushi loss either tonight against Houston or Tuesday against Anna would enable Fort Loramie to vault into a third-place tie with Rushi. What is interesting to me, Chuck, is do these two clubs save anything? They might meet 2 weeks from tonight in the upper bracket sectional final at Pickwick.
I was going to say this is a precursor to what should be the sectional finals. It would be a big upset if either one of them is not there. I don't think you save anything. I mean, you're not going to surprise anybody at this point in the season. You're going to run what you run.
Right.
And the team that executes best tonight is going to win. Now, Botkins kind of stole the one at Loramie. It was pointed out by the AD when I got here tonight. He said, remember that we had 16 threes against New Knoxville, and then the next time we played, we beat Loramie. We had 16 threes our last game.
Yep.
He said, I'm hoping that's a good omen. I said, if you get 16 tonight, it probably will be.
This Botkins team is averaging 65 points a game on the year, 70 points a game since early January. Fort Loramie, Chuck, is giving up about 45.5 a game. So something's got to give there. This game probably will be played, I would think, in the mid to upper 50s. If it gets more than that, that probably favors Botkins.
Right.
But both teams shoot the three at a 35-36% clip. Each team shoots the two ball at better than 50. Each team in the last month is shooting even better than those numbers. These clubs are scorching hot. Who knows? We might have a game in the 70s. Might be. We saw Fort Loramie at the Hoosier Gym light it up with 7 threes. Nolan Burning off the bench popped in 2 in the first quarter. That will rival Botkins' three-point shooting here tonight.
Well, Loramie's got three-point shooters just like Botkins does, and both teams can really light it up from behind the arc. I think that Loramie has to be physical. If they can be physical with Botkins, I think that is definitely an advantage, and that's going to come down to how the game's called. If the game is called real close, then I think that's an advantage to Botkins.
Yeah, since December the 29th,
the second game for Botkins after Christmas. The Trojans have scored 75 in a game, 70, 63 in a loss to Anna, 87 in beating Ridgemont, 70 in downing Fairlawn, 84 in a huge triumph over Houston, and 93 in a recent win over Waynesfield Goshen. Zane Paul ripped the cords for 25 in that game. He is dangerous. He can score from anywhere, only averaging 12 per game. But that's a little bit of an anomaly against good opponents. He's played extremely well.
He has. And I mean, I think that he bows a little bit to the senior, Spencer Euchre. Euchre's taken a lot more shots than Paul has on the season. I think Paul's kind of biding his time. But I'm going to tell you, as a junior and a senior, the kid's not going to take backseat to anybody. He's going to be one of the best players in the Shelby County League, that's for sure.
Yeah, interestingly, according to Botkins head coach Sean Powell, he will not be starting his son or Jaden Wendell. Those two young men come off the bench, and they're averaging better than 20 points a game between them.
Right.
So Botkins goes deep. Fort Loramie goes deep. Probably the two deepest clubs in the Shelby County League going head-to-head here tonight.
Oh, I think so. And I think he's doing a good thing, because you got your starters and you've had your starters. His son wasn't eligible because of the transfer until the 12th of January. So I don't think you throw him into the starting lineup. I think that can create some tension. I like the fact that he's got two really good scorers coming off the bench. As a coach, you love having that.
Corey Britton, fifth-year head coach at Fort Loramie, will start five seniors in this game tonight. The five on the roster, Mason Kemper, Nathan Ratterman, Eli Rosengarten, Carter Mesher, Jake Ratterman, Nick Brandewey will come off the bench. This Fort Loramie team, Chuck, is extremely deep. Really wasn't sure how deep in the roster Fort Loramie could go way back in December scoring points. But this Fort Loramie team's made a believer out of me, you, a lot of people. It's a team which has got more firepower, 1 through 10 on the roster, than last year's club heading into the tournament.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you take a look, you got the starters and you got the ones you talk about, but then you got 6'2 sophomore Grant Alpers. You've got Nate Meyer, a 6-foot sophomore. You've got Nolan Burning, a 5'11 sophomore. And you've got Caleb Meyer, who plays mostly JV, but he has been getting varsity time, a 6-foot sophomore. That's the future, and they're getting a lot of valuable varsity time this year.
How about the play of Carter Mesher? He has really infused some speed and quickness into this Fort Loramie lineup in 18 quarters of action. That's all in the last few weeks. Carter Mesher is 6-for-16 on three balls, and he contributes a lot on the defensive end, too.
Well, he does. I mean, he's a really good athlete, and they're glad to have him back. There was a point in the season with his stress fracture that they were wondering if he was just going to shut it down for baseball, which is where he is an absolute stud. But they need him here, and, I mean, this just gives them more depth than not necessarily what the other teams in the league wanted to see. But one thing I think you alluded to, him coming back, and Corey Britton talked about this in Indiana. You got him, so now you're reevaluating your rotation
right
at late in the season, and sometimes it takes a little bit to get that proper situation going.
Chuck, you mentioned Spencer Euchre for Botkins. He's averaging close to 12 points a game, not quite the leading scorer on the club, but he's right there. He's a veteran. He gives Botkins a crafty inside presence. You mentioned the physical play of Fort Loramie. Interesting matchup right there. Can Spencer Euchre stay on the floor, out of foul trouble, perform 28 minutes, and get double digits in points on the inside against Fort Loramie?
Well, they need him to, and they need Jacob Plyman, the 6'5 freshman, to have a good game inside too. I mean, you can't sell the freshman anymore. You can't say, well, he's only a freshman. He's got an entire year of varsity basketball under his belt. And he's going to be a really good one, too.
Yeah, Chuck, what's really exciting about this game tonight as we approach 90 seconds before starting lineups and national anthem is the fact that back in November, even in December, these two teams were under the radar.
Right.
They really were. And they notch the second and fourth seeds in the Pickwa sectional could collide, as we've already noted, 2 weeks from tonight.
Right. Well, this is going to be fun tonight, and there's nothing I like better than the Pickwa sectional basketball tournament. We get ourselves settled into that table beside the scorer's table, and we just do basketball games. It's fantastic.
It's going to be very noisy here in the Botkins gym tonight. Probably 1,800 on hand. We might note that the Botkins cheering section is one of the top six in the state of Ohio, heading into the final round of what is called the Golden Megaphone Competition, sponsored by the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Via videos, various Twitter and Instagram communication, and including some on-site visits by OHSAA people, the Botkins cheering section, how about this, Chuck, one of the top six in the state.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A, Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Plus, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville, and Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Sponsors also include the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Starting lineups upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee again here at Botkins. We're awaiting the introduction of the starting lineups. Chuck, I've noted in looking at stats for both teams, free throw shooting down around 62-63%, not real good. It's when you make them, I guess. Fourth quarter is important, right? Need to make them throughout the game. But we have gone to girls' games and boys' games throughout the year, and we've seen stats as high as 73-74% shooting fouls. These two clubs knock them down on the floor with a high percentage rate, but at the charity stripe, not so good.
It's too close. They need to move it back behind the arc, and both teams would shoot about 80%.
If the foul shooting not as strong as the shooting from the floor for these two teams. Free throw shooting not so much. And conceivably, the team that gets to the line more often makes a little better percentage than usual might very well win this game. Chuck, I look at live ball turnovers as being critical. I think the pace may get stepped up at times. You give up easy baskets, you probably get beat.
Well, Botkins, when we did the Anna game, they played with Anna as well as anybody. But then they turned it over and turned it over and turned it over.
Yep.
And Anna ran them off the floor in the second half.
Sure did. Now we'd like to tell you all about the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. And everything is priced just right to meet your budget with finance options to boot. Application is easy. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. And take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, west of I-75 on Route 47. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Well, they dim the lights here at Botkins for the introduction of the Trojan starters. And thanks to Chuck McBee and the headlight on his phone,
yeah,
we delivered a message to you about the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. So, Chuck, I think pace is going to be very critical here tonight. Botkins wants to move the ball up and down the floor at a record clip. And as you mentioned, they got so hasty trying to do that against Anna, it backfired.
Well, Anna does that to a lot of teams.
Yeah.
And Anna came in here, and Botkins was really on. They were sky high after beating Loramie, and they really, for a half, they were terrific. But the second half, Anna just did it whatever they wanted. So, you know, that game's in the past, and this is a game, you know, they beat them once on Loramie's floor, and they don't have any doubt that they can beat them again here.
Well, we will do our very best to stay in touch with those numerals on the backs of the Botkins players' jerseys. They're a light gold outlined with thin black piping on white jerseys. A little difficult to detect. Then even more so when, Chuck, two or three of the Botkins starters look a little bit alike at a distance.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay.
Fort Loramie in the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. Unlike that retro red with the big white numbers that Fort Loramie sported in the game last Saturday at the Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana. Jake Radiman, Carter Mesher, Eli Rosengarten, Nathan Radiman, Mason Kemper for Fort Loramie, Elliot Gubo, Zane Paul, Spencer Euchre, Josh Madden, Bryce Metz, a 6'1 senior, gets the starting nod for Botkins. Trojans have the ball in the arc. It's Elliot Gubo around to Zane Paul in the middle of the post to Metz. Ball fed outside the lane on the right. Here's a fadeaway jump shot. A short one by Spencer Euchre, and he drains it.
Did a nice job. Got in the lane, elevated, and just dropped it through.
We talked about Spencer in the pregame. He's an important cog for Botkins here tonight. Right away, Fort Loramie posts up Nathan Radiman down low on the left. He overshoots it from 9 feet. Rebound down to Zane Paul of Botkins. He motors up the floor. Gives it out back to Josh Madden. Deep in the left corner, handled on the play by Bryce Metz. Now to Paul between the rings. Interesting confrontation right there. Carter Mesher, Zane Paul.
Quick on quick.
Should be quite a duel. Zane Paul dribbles, collects himself. Throws it out high on the play to Metz. Metz starts to drive, wheels down the right side of the lane. A running banker rimmed out. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins, trailing 2-0. Forecourt to our left. It is Rosengarten. Spins off into the corner. High left, it goes to Kemper. Cross court, Nathan Radiman. Deep right corner, Carter Mesher. Dribbles with the left hand, still 25 feet away. Here's Rosengarten. Penetrates into the right corner. flips it back out on top to Kemper. Straight away three ball, Fort Loramie, long one. Jake Ratterman way short, no good. Look at that rebound by Carter Mesher. Athletic play in the lane. Shot it, missed it. Stick back Fort Loramie now. Another offensive rebound by Fort Loramie. And a foul against Botkins as the Redskins went to the well four times in that possession.
Botkins is not going to be able to allow them to do an offensive rebound like that.
And the Redskin who was fouled on the play was Nathan Ratterman. He chose the strike, the 6'4 senior. Two free throws coming. And the first one, wow. That one twirled around the rim like a top. Four times, maybe five, and went down through. Ratterman, a 43% three-point shooter, 9 points a game, five rebounds. He buries shot number two. We're tied up at two, 6:15 to go first quarter. Botkins forecourt to her right, Zane Paul. Gives it up out high to Euchre. Euchre on a handoff to Madden. Baseline right to Metz. He carves out space in the lane. Missed the bunny. Challenge from behind. Ratterman might have gotten a piece of it. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long throw down the floor to Jake Ratterman. On the arc to Nathan. High left, Rosengarten. Off the mark on a three. We could see it from here. Rebound to Fort Loramie, then thrown away. Here's Botkins, Zane Paul motoring down the floor. Hits the trailer, Madden, right back to Paul. Paul dances into the top of the circle. Fade away, 18-footer, a beauty. Zane Paul, woo, tough to stop. Good-looking shot.
Yeah, if he's a little bigger, he'd kind of remind me of Lessing, Nate Lessing from Fairlawn a couple of years ago.
Here's Fort Loramie countering. Baseline drive by Carter Mesher. And what a dish inside to Mason Kemper. He banked it home from 6 feet. 4-4 tie. We played 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Here's Botkins down the floor. 1, 2, 3 passes in the lane. Here's a follow-away shot outside the paint on the left by Metz. Might have gotten away with a shuffle. Shot no good, foul for Loramie. Two free throws upcoming.
Well, they're getting the ball to Metz down on the around the basket. He just can't put the ball in.
Now Metz at 6'1", Madden at 6'2", are in there to play down low more often for head coach Sean Powell to give, I think, Spencer Euchre, Chuck, a little more license about where he wants to go on the court.
Yep. Yeah, I think he and Paul pretty much have carte blanche. They can do whatever they want.
Yep, first free throw by Metz was in and out. Second one way short. Well, that's a sign of that poor free throw shooting for Botkins. Fort Loramie doesn't shoot it much better on the year. Redskins did make two. Botkins missed his two.
That one barely caught the front of the rim.
Yep, ball was slammed out of bounds by Botkins. Here's Fort Loramie quickly up the floor, breaking pressure. Rosengarten to the rack. Left-handed shot is good. 6-4, Fort Loramie, which whipped the pressure by Botkins, which was thrown at Fort Loramie in backcourt. Redskins cut it to Ribbons. 4:47 to go. Here in the first quarter of play, driving Madden, handoff to Paul. Behind the arc, right point. Bingo! A triple! Zane Paul makes it 7-6 in favor of Botkins. Fort Loramie down the floor in a hurry. It's Jake Ratterman. Caught it baseline left. Threw it cross court, got it back. Into the post, it goes to Nathan Ratterman. A late pass to Kemper. Kemper pivots with the left hand, short on the shot, but he was bodied, and he'll get two. 4:24 to go here in the first quarter. 7-6. Botkins leads by a point. Already, Chuck, it looks to me like we're in for a first quarter in the mid to upper teens on a pace for 60 or 65 points to win this game.
Well, if they can continue the pace, yes.
Free throw by Mason Kemper is no good. Off the back iron. He's got the second upcoming. Mason, a 55% foul shooter on the year. Shoots 53% from the floor. No good. Heavy on shot number two. Rebound to Botkins. And Botkins has inserted Jaden Wendell in the game. He's a freshman. Averages 9 a game. Averages 2.5 threes a game. Also on the floor, the coach's son, Jaden Pretty, 5'10 sophomore. He's at 12 a game.
Tyler Free has checked into the game, too.
Yep, Tyler Free on the floor. Free, 8 points a game, a 6 foot soft. So Botkins just got younger. Here's Zane Paul dribbling 35 feet away. on him is Ratterman. Paul might have gotten away with a big-time walk. Shot it left-handed from 10 feet short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins down a point, 7-6. 3:42 to go first quarter. Rosengarten on the arc. Left side of the floor to Ratterman. Last trip down, Chuck. St. Paul tried to do a bit too much.
Yeah.
Cross-court pass, Fort Loramie. Skip to Rosengarten to Nate Ratterman. Back to Rosengarten, goes short corner against Pretty. Ball fired cross court. Then out on the arc, high right to Nolan Burning. Look out. Got it. A three-pointer. Burning plopped in a couple of threes midway first quarter in the win over Strasburg Franklin at the Hoosier Gym last Saturday. He just lit it up from distance. Here's Botkins trying one outside the arc of the left. It's Paul, deflected by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Rosengarten. Stops and pops from 15. Baseline right, rimmed it. Rebound Botkins, which is down two. Here's a double dribble by Paul at center court.
Started to throw a pass, lost control of it, and dribbled it one more time.
9-7 Fort Loramie, 2:50 left, opening quarter. Nolan Burning on the floor now for Fort Loramie. With Carter Mesher, Nathan Ratterman. Down inside, Grant Alberts on the floor with Eli Rosengarten. Grant, a 6'2 sophomore. Here is Nolan Burning holding it near the timeline. Ball zipped into the left corner to Carter Mesher. Fort Loramie trying to spread Botkins out. One skip pass after another. Rosengarten's got it to Carter Mesher, deep left corner. That Carter circles on top, hands off to Nolan Burning. Guarded by Zane Paul. 2:21 left in the first. They spread the floor. Burning drives on Paul. Pulls up strong on a 10-foot banker.
Wow.
Oh, look at that powerful rebound on the inside by Nathan Ratterman. Steal by Fort Loramie. Ball fed in the lane to Albers. On top to Burning. Now to Nathan Ratterman. He's got a three-pointer going from the far right wing. Strong off the back rim. Rebound Botkins, which trails by four. Top of the circle, Pretty. Outside the arc, high right. Long jumper, Tyler Free, in and out. Rebound, Fort Loramie. 11-7 Redskins. 1:45 to go in the first. Carter Mesher's available. Nobody checks him. He rimmed a three from the deep right corner. Botkins has got the board. Quickly down the floor, it's Jaden Wendell. Left corner, Pretty. High left, jump shot. Botkins, good from distance. Josh Madden knocked it in.
Tyler Free.
Yep, Tyler Free scored. He was free.
Pretty got the assist.
Free made Fort Loramie pay for not checking him out. 11-10 Fort Loramie. Here's a high pick and roll. Rosengarten, Nathan Ratterman drives. Missed it strong. Redskins bench thought there was a foul. No call. 1 minute left in the first. Here's a long triple outside the arc of the left of Wendell. And he didn't catch orange. No rim. Out of bounds. 63 seconds to go, first quarter, 11-10 Fort Loramie.
Pace has kind of cooled off a little bit.
Yep. I think Fort Loramie prefers it that way, especially with the Redskins. They've got a little bit of a lead. They'll try to dictate the tempo. Here's Nolan Burning up and over the timeline. Guarded 40 feet away by Wendell. Tries to nudge his way down the right side. He's choked off. Dana Albers, baseline left, Carter Mesher. Carter Mesher's got a lane to the rim. He shot it too hard. Long rebound, right corner, Rosengarten. Starts a drive. Here's a short jumper from 10. Hit the ring, bounded away. Botkins has got the board. Here's Tyler Free, quickly. Left corner, he launched. Missed it. Rebound, Fort Loramie. 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. 11-10 Redskins. Ball walked by Rosengarten up over the timeline. Hand off to Burning. Far right wing, Rosengarten coming out to catch is Albers. Near side, Burning, 12, 11, 10. Right flank, Carter Mesher. Short corner, Rosengarten. Tries to dump it to Albers, cutting. Knocked away by Botkins. 3 seconds to go. Quickly down the floor, baseline right, Euchre. Good block by Fort Loramie. And the quarter finishes. Fine defense employed by Grant Albers on Spencer Euchre. Scoring pace slowed down over the final 4 minutes of the first stanza. 11-10 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Local Equipment. Local, a long-time underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. When Jeff Bray and I kicked off Scores, Local Equipment was our first advertising sponsor, and we couldn't have gotten launched without the help from Local Equipment, which manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all around the world. Local is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and a dozen years ago, as I noted, Local Equipment, a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks very much to Local and to Jeff Bray, who helped me get scoresbroadcast.com underway. Fort Loramie's got the ball. We start second quarter play. Here's a shot fake on the arc. Herky jerky move by Jake Ratterman, and he's called for a shuffle. Botkins down a point with the ball. Opening 25 seconds, second quarter. Sean Powell, head coach at Botkins, first year, with an outstanding 1,000-point score at Lima Shawnee in high school. And his son is on the court right now. That's Jaden Pretty. Here's a jump shot by the Botkins Trojans inside the top of the arc by the coach's son. All net, and Botkins has gone up by a point, 12-11. Five straight points for the Trojans. Straight away with the ball, it's Nathan Ratterman, down to Albers, right corner Rosengarten, around two players, hooks a pass into the middle of the floor, Botkins broke it up, Fort Loramie steals it back, scattered floor, run out the other way, layup good for the Redskins, and a foul by Botkins, count the goal, scored by Jake Ratterman of Fort Loramie, and he's at the stripe, a chance to push the lead to 14-12.
That's Eli.
I'm sorry, Eli Rosengarten, who looks a little bit like Jake from a distance, except different set of numerals on the back. Good play by Fort Loramie. Shot was missed by the Redskins, or I should say a bad pass by Fort Loramie, resulted in a Botkin steal. But Fort Loramie deflected it right back and took advantage of numbers and got the hoop and the three-point conversion by Eli Rosengarten. 13-12, Fort Loramie up one.
I think it's 14.
Scoreboard reads 13, but it's got to be wrong.
Yeah, they got 3 points this quarter as 14.
There we go. It's up. Pretty to midcourt for Botkins, coming off a made basket last trip down. Outside the arc on the left to Paul. Paul takes a couple Fort Loramie players into the lane, bobbled it, lost it, got it back, fed a teammate. He staggered his dribble into the paint, a walk on Botkins as the turnovers for the Trojans start to pick up. 14-12, Fort Loramie, 6:39 left here in the first. Ball whipped up the left side of the floor to Nathan Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Down in the corner, Redskins have got it. Nate Meyer on the floor now for Fort Loramie. He's 25 feet away. Now straight on, it's Kemper. Nate Meyer, a 6-foot sophomore. Near side, Nolan Burning. Outside the lane on the left, goes cross-court to a teammate who launches a fadeaway three way short of the mark by Nate Meyer. Long rebound caroms to Botkins, which sets up and shoots the three outside the arc on the left, and it's good. A long one popped in by Tyler Free. Boy, he's got a good stroke.
If you let him get a look at the basket, he makes more than he misses.
Botkins up one. Two triples by Free. 15-14 Botkins. Redskins have got the ball in the left corner. Nolan Burning's not guarded. Swish, a triple by Burning. And then Botkins careless in backcourt, a muff, and it goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Trojans have had a few too many empty possessions because of foolish mistakes. 17-15, Fort Loramie in the lead by two with 5:45 left to go here in the second quarter. Baseline to her left. Redskins will inbound the basketball. It's thrown out back to Nathan Ratterman. Near side to Jake. Paul over guards him towards the middle of the floor. Jake wants to reverse it. Goes to Burning. Burning 30 feet out. 5.5 left second quarter. 2-point lead Fort Loramie. Burning shake and bake move into the corner. Now short corner. On the arc to Jake Ratterman. In the lane to Nathan. Back out to Nolan Burning. He arches one up. Rimmed it. No good. Push off Fort Loramie on the rebound.
That was halfway down.
Yep, sure was. Rims are pretty tight here at Botkins tonight. You've got to hit it dead center to stroke it in.
A second foul on Nathan Ratterman. He's going to sit for a little bit now.
So for Fort Loramie, we've got Albers and Kemper on the floor at the same time, along with Nolan Burning, Eli Rosengarten, Carter Mesher in. 2-point lead Redskins. Botkins head of the key. It's pretty. Almost walked. Gave it up right wing to Paul. He's doubled momentarily. Paul to the foul line. Below it. 10 feet away. Doesn't shoot. Hand off to Tyler Freed. He's choked off. Then threw it back on the arc to Pretty. Pretty stretches the offense all the way to the timeline. Now he starts his move. And then let's go with three. A bomb. High Archer. Bingo! He's got it. They dared Fort Loramie to guard him. They didn't check him tightly enough. 18-17. 1-point lead Botkins. Pretty off the bench with a quick five. Here's Carter Mesher. Straight away, it's fed to the Redskins' Nathan Ratterman. Now Albers. Albers on the floor, 30. Got Ratterman, 35. Into the lane. Turnaround, left-hand hook by Kemper, no good. Oh, what a nifty follow. Was that Carter Mesher?
I think that was Albers.
Albers, yep. Or Mesher, one of the
it
two.
It was Albers.
Give it to Albers. Johnny on the spot. Pretty counters. Look out. He swished another three ball for Botkins. Yep, Fort Loramie getting twos. Botkins threes at the other end. 21-19, Botkins. Here's Fort Loramie countering in the lane. Redskins throw it into the corner for Mesher. It's behind him. It goes out of bounds. 4 minutes to go in the second. 2-point lead, Botkins. Chuck, I don't know if I'm imagining things or not. Do you think these two teams are showing every single thing they've got in these first two quarters?
Oh, I think they're playing as hard as they can.
Okay, here's a bad pass by Botkins. Interception, Carter Mesher. His running one-hander, he threw it wildly off the rim. Didn't control the driving layup, and Botkins got it. Pretty in the corner. Good dump off down to the inside. Power move to the rim, no good. Foul called, though, against Fort Loramie. Strong effort by Tyler Free. He can go inside and out. Good look by Pretty. And Tyler Free has got two free ones.
Well, Free last year as a freshman got a lot of varsity time. And it's showing.
Free throw, Tyler Free. Good. Tyler, just a sophomore, a six-footer. My gosh, is Botkins ever going to be potent next year?
I see a lot of nines and tens down my list of what grade they're in.
Underclassmen. And it's a team which is going to be tough to be reckoned with in the tournament this year. And Tyler Free nets both foul shots. And Botkins is up four, 23-19, after being down 11-7. With 90 seconds to go in the first period. A nice little run here. A 16-8 run by Botkins. Timeout called midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 and Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, as we return to live action here at Botkins with the Trojans up 23-19, Botkins puts on the full court pressure, and Chuck Fort Loramie beat it easily, quickly. 1, 2, 3 passes down the floor, and a driving, running bank shot from the left by Rosengarten. It went down. He was fouled, and he converts the three-point play, and just like that, 3 points of the Botkins four-point lead wiped out. 3:28 left here in the second quarter. Here's Fort Loramie with no deflection. The ball rolls into backcourt. Error, Botkins again, over and back.
Well, they've turned it 7 times now.
And I tell you what, Chuck, I think just about all of them have been unforced. That one for sure.
Yeah, that was absolutely unforced.
Here's Burning in midcourt for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left and 8, Meyer. Meyer carves out space in the lane, whips the ball right corner to Burning. Ball comes high left to Grant Albers, 23-22. Botkins up one. Here's a baseline drive to Nate Meyer. Pulls up, short corner. Shot it strong. Rebound, though, Fort Loramie. Albers got it. Fed it to Burning. Here's a skip pass. Cross court. Rosengarten chucks a 3. Short. Good rebound on the inside, but Tyler free of Botkins. Outlet to Zane Paul. He motors down the floor into the lane. Ball comes back out to Free for a triple. Hard. Rebound volleyballed around. Botkins over the back. Bodies fly. Trojans fans and Trojans bench thought the foul should have been on Fort Loramie.
I think it was the correct call. Plyman came flying through. He initiated the contact.
Jacob Plyman, 6'5" freshman. I tell you what, as he matures and gives Botkins inside presence, this club is going to be a serious handful.
Yeah, they get him in the weight room.
Straight away with the ball, it is Albers for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left, it is Nate Meyer. Back to Albers. He's got a crease down the lane. Pulls up in the paint. Makes it. No good. Wipe it out. Offensive foul. As Botkins set up shop about 5 feet in front of the basket.
That was a correct call.
Albers wanted to pull up and flip in the half hook. He just didn't pull up quite soon enough. 23-22. Botkins by one. 2:20 left here in the first half. Botkins pretty at midcourt. Outside the arc on the left to Paul. Little pick and roll. Paul into the corner. Hand off to Pretty. Pretty at the elbow on the left. Step back. Fades. Got it. 16-footer, but Pretty. Boy, he's been sharp here in quarter number two.
Yeah, they got themselves a really good varsity head basketball coach. Didn't hurt much to have this young man come along.
Well, that was a great step back, Jay. Rosengarten tries one for Fort Loramie. Bingo off the backboard from 12 feet. 25-24. Botkins up one. Minute 44 to go, second quarter. Here's Tyler Free working, maneuvering on the inside. Shot deflected by Fort Loramie. Here's a run out. Rosengarten one on two. All the way to the cup. Left-handed good. And Fort Loramie leads by one. What a play by Rosengarten. Paul countering Botkins a triple. Yes! 28-26. Botkins by two. What a game here at the Botkins gym. 80 seconds to go, first quarter. Midcourt at Rosengarten. Right side to Burning. Down an 8, Meyer. Outside the arc on the left to Burning. 106 to go in the half. Straight away, it is Albers. Right wing, handled by Rosengarten. He skips it cross court to Nate Meyer. Baseline left, out the short corner. Dumps it into the lane to a teammate at Skipper. Botkins bats it loose. We've got a scrum. Is it a foul? Look at that change of pace. Into the lane, running one-hander, off the heel. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Well, that was a nifty maneuver.
Yeah.
Just did not capitalize and close it out. 30 seconds to go, first half. Outside the arc of the left for Fort Loramie. It is Albers. Albers into the lane. Dishes to Kemper low on the left. Ball flipped on the arc to Burning. Step back, triple in the air. Bullseye! And Fort Loramie is up one, 29-28. 16 seconds to go, first half. It has been a superb 2 quarters of play. Pretty at midcourt for Botkins. He is challenged hard by Fort Loramie, over guarding, committed way out on the floor.
It's only 16, though. Still going to be out of bounds.
Yep, Burning picked it up. No, that's Nate Meyer who was called for the foul. 7.7 to go. 29-28 in favor of Fort Loramie. Botkin Zane Paul has got a release valve in backcourt in the form of Pretty. Now Pretty motors up the floor. He scoots into the lane. He lost control of the ball and ran over a Redskin player. Offensive foul. 3.3 left. Fort Loramie ball out of bounds. Up one. And Bodkins will apply some pressure. Let's see if Fort Loramie elects to heave it to midcourt. Or will they throw it to Burning, who will dash up the floor in a hurry and try it from over the center line. It's online, just short. It grazed the bottom of the net as he flung one from 45 feet. Well, Fort Loramie scraps back to take a one-point edge at the break. Redskins 29, Bodkins Trojans 28. Fort Loramie won the JV game rather comfortably, pulling away in the fourth quarter. Varsity tilt mighty close. Redskins up one, 29-28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh,
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah,
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Real good first half here from the Bodkins Gym. Fort Loramie up a point. Got a message from Jeff Bray down in South Carolina. Thank you so much, Jeff. Andre Gordon passed the 1,900 point mark with 15 in the first half tonight. He's got 1,905. For his career at Sydney High, Sydney 40, Greenville 17 at the halftime break. Here at Spotkins, down one to Fort Loramie at intermission. Being brought to you now at halftime by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Very even first two quarters. The Bodkins bench play in the person of Pretty really brought the Trojans scoring alive in that second quarter. Good even scoring for Fort Loramie over two periods. It's a neck-and-neck ball game. We thought it would.
Well, if you look at the stats, you kind of think that Loramie should have a bigger lead. They've got an 8-0 offensive rebounding advantage. They turned it over five times. Bodkins turned it over seven. 15-11 total rebounding advantage for the Redskins. Let's see, 4 of 6 from the free throw line for the Redskins, 2 of 4 for Bodkins. Individual scoring for Loramie. Rosengarten had 12, 10 in the second quarter. They got 9 from Nolan Burning on 3 threes, 4 from Nathan Ratterman, and a 2 each from Albers and Mason Kemper. They scored 11 and 18, 29 in the first half. Bodkins led by Jaden Pretty off the bench with 10 all in the second quarter. Then they got 8 from Zane Paul, 8 from Tyler Free, 2 from Spencer Euchre. They scored 10 and 18, and they trail at 29-28 at the half. Euchre needs to score more for them. He only took, I think, that one shot and never took another shot in the first half.
Right. Bench play, a strength of both teams, as we thought it would be. 10 points for Pretty, a sub for Botkins, all of them in the second quarter. Nolan Burning continues game after game after game to spark Fort Loramie, coming in off the bench too.
Yeah, he's been on a roll shooting threes, that's for sure.
And as you said, Chuck, Spencer Euchre, averaging close to 12 a game, he's got to get going, I think, for Botkins to win the... Fort Loramie has shaken Rosengarten loose. He's been a free man out there running the floor. He's gotten a couple of nifty driving layups. Botkins has got to tighten up that press defense, because Fort Loramie's broken it down 3 or 4 times.
Well, when you press, you got to decide, are you getting more out of it or less out of it?
Right.
And right now, Loramie's scoring off of it. They're not getting a lot of turnovers off of it. They need to get out of it.
Good game here at Botkins. Could be a preview of an upper bracket sectional final at Piqua, which would be played 2 weeks from tonight at the Piqua Garbery Gym. Halftime here at the Trojans Gym tonight, 29-28. Fort Loramie by 1. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thankleson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And it's time now here on scoresbroadcast.com for our LaCal Student Athlete Spotlight. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, as we've noted, is our founding sponsor. It once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Thank you, LaCal Equipment, very much. Tonight for Botkins, we highlight sophomore cheerleader Emma Koenig. She's the daughter of Heidi and Aaron Koenig, both parents, Botkins grads. Emma is a superior 4.0 GPA student. She says her toughest subject is biology, but she's aced it one term after another. She was a state cross-country qualifier for Botkins both freshman and sophomore years. And Chuck, guess what her routine included in terms of food the day of the state cross-country meet and other regular season meets as well? Guess what?
I'm going to guess spaghetti.
Good guess. Answer, my favorite, oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
She runs the 1600 in track, a foreign language club member, a Spanish club, FTA, and she volunteers for the Auglaize County Crisis Center. Not sure about which college. She'd like to be a chiropractor. Nice. For Fort Loramie, we're going to highlight the 11-year cheerlead advisor, Bev Kaufman. She's a native of Pleasant Hill, lives outside Houston right now with husband Hal. She's got two sons, twin granddaughters, and Chuck, a lot of people know this, many don't. Very interesting piece of trivia worth bragging about for Fort Loramie. 11th year for Bev Kaufman at Fort Loramie advising cheerleaders. In the previous 10 years, the Fort Loramie competition cheer team has won the state five times, has been state runner-up five times.
Well, when you watch them and then the precision that they come out with year in and year out, it's not a shock that they're that good.
Bev Kaufman, Fort Loramie cheerlead advisor, 11th year. Emma Koenig, sophomore cheerleader. Botkins under the spotlight thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
S-C-O-R-E-S, Scores, Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Botkins, 1-point lead Fort Loramie. As we start playing the third, Chuck, what do we look for? Opening moment, second half of this game.
Well, I think more of the same. I think we're going to get Euchre a little more involved for Botkins, and on the other end, Loramie just going to keep attacking the basket and offensive rebound.
And defensively for both teams, maybe a focus on Pretty and Botkins and Rosengarten at Fort Loramie. Those two young men have been hot. Here's Ain Paul, top of the circle for Botkins. Gives it up in the left corner to Madden. Bounce pass into the paint, knocked away by Fort Loramie and stolen. Yet another turnover by the Trojans. The five who started the game for Fort Loramie on the floor. Here's Carter Mesher outside the arc near side. It's Jake Ratterman. He penetrates the arc. Straight on Rosengarten, available three-pointer. Bombs away. Got it. 32-28, Fort Loramie opens up a four-point cushion. Here's Zane Paul. Herky-jerky move down the lane. Fort Loramie can't keep up with him. And Paul banks it home. Well, he took it the last 50 feet. He was not stopped. 32-30, Fort Loramie by two. Jake Ratterman throws it cross-court and one bounce to Eli Rosengarten. He guns again. He is red hot. He scorches the nets once more. Here's Botkins countering. Post-up move on the inside by Plyman. Shot might have been blocked partially by Fort Loramie. They got it down low, but good D. Here's Ratterman up the floor for the Redskins to lead by five. Eli Rosengarten improving on that 11 points per game average tonight. Here's Nathan Ratterman outside the arc on the right wing. Shot it wide left. Botkins couldn't gather the rebound. Out of bounds, Fort Loramie. Redskins, Chuck, are making famous that skip pass here in the last two or three weeks.
I'll tell you, they're throwing a ball. They're getting good looks at it, and they're offensive rebounding the heck out of Botkins right now.
And that is the biggest difference in this game. Here's Rosengarten on the arc. Thought about spinning and shooting. Covered up at the last second by Tyler Free. Rosengarten goes baseline anyway. What a fall away. A beautiful play. Rosengarten connects again. And Fort Loramie stretched the lead to seven. It's the Eli Rosengarten show. Here's Botkins baseline right. Ball thrown below the backboard to a teammate. Fort Loramie jams the play up. Botkins caught it, but a foot was on the stripe. And right now, Botkins is turning it over repeatedly. And Rosengarten is scoring at the other end repeatedly.
Well, Eli's got 20 now with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Wow. 37-30. Fort Loramie has edged the lead out to seven. Far left side. Here's Jake Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Skipped it to Rosengarten. Rosengarten swings down the right side of the lane. All the way to the cup. Up and in again. Rosengarten took a drive to the hole that time. Botkins went belly up against him on the perimeter. And he sped to the hoop. And Botkins, one, two, three passes in the forecourt. And he goes out of bounds.
Right through his hands. Eli had 2 points at the end of the quarter, first quarter. He now has 22.
22 points by Rosengarten. 20 in the last 10 minutes and 20 seconds. Here's a back cut for Rosengarten. Underneath the rim, doesn't shoot. goes opposite corner to Carter Mesher. 21-footer, bouncing, no good. Rebound, Pretty of Botkins, down 9. Four court left, Wendell, the sophomore, hits it, a triple.
That was big. They needed that.
Yep. Redskins had gone up 39-30 with 5:20 to play in the third. Wendell notches a three ball. Redskins still up 6. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Rosengarten head of the key. Right side of the floor, Jake Radiman started to penetrate. Stopped, spun back out. Botkins clogging up the middle of the paint. 25 feet out on the left. It's Eli. Holds the ball high. Into the lane, Nathan Radiman. Threw it behind the cutter. Rosengarten got the loose ball. Deep left corner, Carter Mesher. Back to the basket, Kemper. Cross court, Carter Mesher. Running, shooting, scoring, and a foul on Botkins. What an athletic play by Mesher as he kissed it in from about 8 or 9 feet away, motoring hard toward the basket. Carter Mesher showing his athletic ability right there. That was not a shot most of us would shoot.
No, he took it into three guys, took contact, and made the basket.
And the lead by Fort Loramie is back up to 8, 41-33. Carter Mesher attempting to convert the three-point play. And he does. And the lead for Fort Loramie swells to 9 once more, 42-33. The three-pointer, the old-fashioned way for Mesher, matches the triple from outside the arc by Wendell of Botkins a moment ago. Scoreboard still is not...
Still be 42.
Yep. Last point, the free throw not recorded for Fort Loramie. Here is Euchre outside the arc. Gives it up to Pretty. Now to Euchre, posting up baseline left. He's jammed by two men. Tries to throw it beneath the basket. Intercepted. Far side of the floor by Kemper. Botkins turnovers continue to mount. Rosengarten burning outside the arc on the right. Burning. Spin move. Still has it 30 feet away. Zips it cross court to Rosengarten. Now Jake Radiman, near side of the floor, handled by Nate Meyer. Little give and go. Nate Radiman pulls up, short corner, can't shoot. On top, Eli Rosengarten, he's feeling it. Hand off down the lane. It is burning. Foul line doesn't shoot. Left corner goes to Rosengarten. He bobbled. Guilty of a double dribble is Eli.
Well, he is human this evening.
Only thing he's done wrong all night. 3:40 left, third quarter, 42-33, Fort Loramie. Great crowd, probably 17, 1800 here at Botkins this evening. And we are seated on the scorer's table side of the floor, first row of the mezzanine. Oh, what a drive, but Pretty. You talk about athleticism. He beat two Fort Loramie players to the cup, did Pretty. And he swung one in with the right hand right off the square, banked it in perfectly. 7-point lead for Fort Loramie. Just over 3 to play, third quarter. Rosengarten out high. Cross-court pass on the play to Burning. Hits the cutter, Nathan Radiman. He powers to the rim. Forced it up short, no good. Good late defense by Botkins, which cannot gather the rebound. Now the officials confer. Maybe a change call coming up. Yep. Botkins possession. 3:04 left in the third. Fort Loramie by 7.
I don't agree with that change. I think the guy underneath that was closest to us had it right.
And the official from out near midcourt came racing in and overturned the decision. Outside the arc on the right, it's Free. Free goes baseline right for Botkins. Then he's cut off, makes a twisting move, a little fadeaway shot from 8 feet short. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. 2:40 left, third quarter. Here's Nate Meyer, top of the circle. High pass in the corner, speared by Ratterman. Out back to Rosengarten. Eli between the rings. Dribble drive. Nolan Burning, head of the key. He's choked off. Now tries to beat Paul to the foul line. Paul falls down. Oh, what a pass. Nolan Burning rifled one to teammate Grant Albers. He laid it through. Burning to Albers. Grant better take Nolan out for supper. 2:11 left, third quarter, 9-point lead, Fort Loramie. Here is the sophomore, or I should say the freshman, Wendell, a deep left corner, trifecta, short, missed it, rebound Fort Loramie. 3-on-2 break to the trailer Burning, on the arc to Rosengarten, look out, he's got it, Eli Rosengarten. Is scalding hot. Botkins has seen enough. Timeout Trojans, who trail by a dozen. A minute 49 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824, 419-582-3824. Big basket by Botkins, Chuck, after the timeout.
Yeah, that was Euchre took it to the rim.
Spencer Euchre, nice little looper in front, 5 feet away. Cut the Fort Loramie lead to 10. Redskins have the ball out high with a minute 7 to go in the third quarter. Rosengarten straight away. Here's a nifty pass down inside to Kemper. Kemper used the rim to get away from Plyman. Shot it short, no good. Rebound right corner, Albers, and head coach Corey Britton in his fifth year at the helm of the Fort Loramie boys program gets a timeout. 1 minute even left in the third. Redskins up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Gratitude to Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., 8 expanding divisions. Fort Loramie with the ball, shooting late here in the third quarter. Long three by Caleb Meyer, who's checked in. It's no good. It hit the back brace. Long ricochet rebound collected by Fort Loramie. Redskins up 10, 47-37. Late in the third, half minute to go. Pitch and catch, Fort Loramie, 30 feet away. Redskins may play for one. Ball thrown to Caleb Meyer, deep in the right corner. Caleb dishes to a teammate, right back to Caleb. Fort Loramie spreads the attack, four-corner style. Here's Nolan Burning, 45 feet away. Nolan starts a drive, baseline right, short corner. Hurls it on the arc to Meyer. Caleb into the lane, 10-footer, blocked by Botkins. 8 seconds left in the period. Down the floor to Wendell, spots up, launches a three. He's got it. He's got it. 2 seconds left. Here's a long one, Rosengarten, 50-footer, hit the rim for Fort Loramie. Oh, a nice little flurry by Botkins to close out the third quarter. Once down 12, Trojans within 7. We head to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
And so many thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It is family owned and builds a high quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie on Dawson Road. Visit TomJerry's.com. Well, you've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Always customer pricing and financing at Geyer's. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. And speaking of Fort Loramie, the Redskins get a good start to the fourth quarter. Nice drive by Carter Mesher. Late dish on the play down inside to, I think, Grant Albers.
Albers got the basket.
Albers the beneficiary of a need assist from Carter Mesher. He's good at that. And the field goal lifts Fort Loramie to a 9-point spread again, 49-40. Here's a spin move in the lane by Euchre of Botkins. Botkins had closed the 12-point gap to 7. Botkins tries a three, deep right corner. It's Plyman from long range, short, no good, rebound Fort Loramie. Haven't called Plyman's name as much tonight as we should be doing, Chuck.
Well, he hadn't scored. He's a good, look at his stats, he's a pretty good three-point shooter, but that one wasn't even close.
You're right. 6:50 left, fourth quarter, Fort Loramie. Working time, spreading the floor. Rosengarten's got it outside the arc on the right. Drives to the short corner. He's bumped on the play. 35 feet out on the floor by a Botkins defender, Josh Madden, 6'2 senior.
Only the second team foul on Botkins. Loramie has none.
That's amazing. Played into our ninth minute of the second half. Just two fouls total. Fort Loramie been 9. Carter Mesher's got it. Long range. The way Fort Loramie handles the ball, Chuck, Redskins may be tough to catch, barring some miscues down the stretch. And here's good teamwork. Ratterman caught the ball low in the right and hit Albers, who was sprinting down the lane, blocked away by Botkins and went out of bounds. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. See the new Dodges, Chrysler's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online too, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Well, behind the screen, Eli Rosengarten just jacked up a three, missed it. Botkins has got the board. Trojans need a goal right here in the worst way. 6 minutes to go in the game. Botkins down 9. Pretty and Plyman on a weave out front. Here's Pretty entering the lane. Pretty down the lane to the rim. Threw it up, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Ratterman to midcourt. Double dribble under pressure by Nathan Ratterman. Head coach Corey Britton thought that Ratterman was hacked on the play, or the ball might have been deflected. Thus, it looked like a double dribble, but was not.
Well, it was because he blew the whistle and called it.
5 minutes, 54 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Another chance for Botkins to whittle the deficit to 6 or 7. Here's Zane Paul, left corner Euchre. Extra pass into the lane, broken up and stolen by Fort Loramie. Yep, that's been a theme of the night. Too many Botkins floor errors. Here's Mesher 30 feet away for Fort Loramie. Near charging foul. He gives it up in the left corner to Rosengarten. He guns it. 25-footer. It hit the heel. Long rebound, Botkins. Still a chance to cut it to 6 or 7. Here's Plyman. Far left wing. Shot is an air ball. Rebound up and in by Euchre. Spencer, Johnny on the spot. Fort Loramie's lead 7. 5:08 to go in the fourth.
That was their first offensive rebound, and really wasn't a rebound as much as he just caught the errant shot.
That's incredible the way Fort Loramie has dominated the defensive glass. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter, pick and roll. Carter Mesher, Nathan Radiman in the lane, back to the basket, turns, a looping fadeaway, eight-footer, got it. Nathan Radiman muscled that one in. The lead, 9 for Fort Loramie. Paul on the arc. Boy, he's been harassed here in the second half. He has not had much freedom. Here's Paul, little jitterbug step, left side to Wendell. He pops a triple, and he buries it. 51-45, Botkins within 6. 4:26 to go. In backcourt for Fort Loramie. Down the left side, it's Jake Radiman. Gives it up to Rosengarten. It's flicked away by Botkins. We've got a pileup at the goal line. Down at the end zone to the right. Arrow favors Botkins. 4:13 to go in the game. 51-45 in favor of Fort Loramie over Botkins. Well, it was Fort Loramie which was trying to catch Botkins in the game at the Redskins gym. Just the reverse here tonight. Fort Loramie finally overtook Botkins, and Fort Loramie went ahead. Botkins got it tied back up, and a Zane Paul triple from 45 feet at the buzzer won it. Deep in the left corner, baseline drive. Botkins around a player, goes Gubo. Shot it short. Oh, it hung on the rim. It fell off. Good play by Gubo. He challenged Fort Loramie on the inside. Couldn't get it to roll through. Here's Rosengarten peeling off into the corner for Fort Loramie. Goes foul line to Kemper. Redskins up 6, 3:32 left. At the point on the right, it is Rosengarten, head of the key, Kemper. The left side to Burning, who almost chucked it up there. Ball rotated near side, Jake Radiman coming out to catch his Kemper. Look for a cutter to the post. He wasn't there. Baseline left, Rosengarten. Forced a fall away 15-footer. Missed it way short. That's because he was hacked on the wrist.
Yep, he got hammered.
A couple of big free throws for Rosengarten as Fort Loramie, Chuck, has manipulated this clock all the way down to 3:13. Rosengarten, not necessarily an excellent free throw shooter, I think a little over 60% on the year, drains this one. Redskins lead is 7. 3:13 left. Second shot, Rosengarten. How many points for him now?
That's 26.
No good. It clanged off the rim. A long board, and zipping after it, Nathan Radiman runs it down in the corner. 3 minutes to go. Spread floor. It's scattered. Everybody all over the place. And Nathan Radiman broke free. Kemper hit him with a bullet. What a pass by Kemper. Top of the circle. Nathan Radiman was forgotten. He scored. 3 minutes left. Redskins up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
And a couple big thank yous to 2 additional new underwriting sponsors, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market because of quality and reliability. 1269 Wapak in Sydney for Regal Trophy and Awards. Online at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Well, here's Pretty with a splendid drive right out of the timeout for Botkins. Boy, he took it right down the middle of the floor as he whipped 2 Fort Loramie defenders in the paint. Did Jason Pretty. He took it all the way to the cup and shoveled it through. Here is Fort Loramie countering. Here's a pull-up shot outside the lane on the left by Albers, and he banks it up and in. Oh, what a counter.
He's having a nice game.
Here is a Botkins runner in the lane, Kleiman. He missed it from 8 feet. Botkins shooting quickly. Fort Loramie got the board up 9. 56-47, 2:10 to go. Here's Burning in the lane on the arc to Nathan Radiman. Redskins will spread it. Fort Loramie, no fouls in the second half. Botkins three. Here's Albers. Here's Burning straight away. Open, doesn't let it go. Botkins will have to foul, Chuck, and they'll have to foul seven times in a row. Here's Burning down the lane. Oh, beautiful pass. He hooked it to Kemper outside the lane in the left. That's the feat of the night right there. I don't know how Burning knew Kemper was there. He hooked it sideways over his left ear. Kemper caught it, laid it in. Fort Loramie. Some excellent passing here late in this game to push out to an 11-point spread. 58-47. 1:28 to go in the fourth. Foul Fort Loramie. Botkins ball out of bounds. Also thanks to Maury's Landing Restaurant. Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie. State Route 362 in Minster. Catch the catch of the day. You'll love the fish at night at Maury's. At Baked Haddock is especially open at 6 in the morning. The breakfasts are extremely popular at Maury's across from Lake Loramie in Minster. State Route 362. Well, Botkins inbounded the ball, Chuck. Fort Loramie pried it loose. Another turnover. What happened? A tie-up or a timeout, Redskins?
No, he dribbled it off his foot. Loramie jumped on it, and then Corey Britton got the timeout before they could tie him up. So just a straight turnover.
Far too many floor mistakes haunting Botkins in this game. Fort Loramie in business now. Under two to play in the game, and the Redskins are up 11, 58-47. The Fort Loramie's defense has really slowed down this high-powered Botkins attack, which was averaging 70 points a game over the last 12, 64 a game on the year. Fort Loramie giving up only 46 per outing this season. Redskins, with a minute 20 to go, have given up 47 tonight.
Yeah, they've played well. I mean, they weathered a couple of Botkins runs. And Eli Rosengarten just took the ball game over second and third quarter.
Yeah, he's done everything right tonight. He should be sporting a Superman's cape. He has been extra special tonight. Well, Fort Loramie spreads the floor. And I was about ready to say they don't have a shot in mind. But then Nolan Burning threw a laser pass down low in the left to Nathan Radiman or Mason Kemper. Botkins flicked it out of bounds. 1 minute to go in the game. Fort Loramie inbounding. Ball lobbed in the lane to Kemper. On the arc to Nathan Radiman. Deep right corner, Nolan Burning. Burning's hemmed in. He's doubled. Gives it up to Radiman. Ball thrown 30 feet away. Cross court to Nathan Meyer. He comes back near side to Eli Rosengarten. And Eli is bumped by Botkins. Another common foul on Botkins. That's four. Trojans got to foul three more times in order to send Fort Loramie to the strike. They try to cover up Nate Meyer in backcourt. Wrestling for the ball is a Botkins player. That's Elliot Gubo who fouls. Team foul five. 48.7 left. These two teams playing out the string at this point. Pretty cosmetic from here on. Chuck, should these two teams square off in the sectional final 2 weeks from tonight? Who's got the advantage after a split in the season series?
I'm not sure that anybody has a distinct advantage. I mean, Loramie played better tonight. Botkins played better the last time. It's just going to depend.
Yep, Fort Loramie gets it inbounds to Mason Kemper. And he's wrapped up, bear hugged, foul, Botkins, 46.3 left in the fourth, 58-47 Fort Loramie. Here's Burning inbounding. It goes to Radiman. He's hooked on the play, and he'll shoot the 1-1. Well, this Fort Loramie win tonight will up the Redskins' record to 7-5 in the SCAL. 15-7 overall as Fort Loramie closes out the year, winning 15 of 22. Botkins will be 11-10, 4-8 in the league with a game tomorrow night at Lima Perry to finish the season. Lima Perry, the former high school at which the Botkins' new head coach, Sean Powell, coached one season ago. Free throw, Nathan Radiman is long. Rebound, Botkins. Here's Pretty on his horse down the floor. He missed the shot. the rebound by Fort Loramie, a pass by Fort Loramie. That at the Botkins end from one baseline to the other hit the rim, popped up in the air. Botkins got an easy deuce. It's all academic, though. 31.6 left. Timeout called. Fort Loramie up 9.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of typical of the way the second half went for Botkins. That should have just been an easy pass, and it hit the rim and turned into a layup. So I guess it wasn't typical for the way it went for them in the second half.
No, it's come somewhat difficult because the Trojans have had a lot of empty possessions tonight, too many floor errors, and Fort Loramie's cashed in. The turnover total for Fort Loramie, Chuck, probably less than what, 5?
They got 9 for the game, and Botkins has 13. It's the rebounding. They just annihilated them on the boards.
And that's what Fort Loramie did at the Hoosier Gym.
They got 12 offensive rebounds. Botkins had the air ball that was caught in the lane and laid in for a basket. So they really don't have an offensive rebound.
Redskins are so hard-nosed. These are football players. They look like football players, but they've got a shooter's touch for the game of basketball. They know how to box out rebound, and they have taken care of the ball pretty well most of the year. Here is Fort Loramie beating pressure far side of the floor. Botkins fouls Eli. Eli's coming. He's at the stripe again.
Well, you ask who would have the advantage. I mean, if Loramie gets another 26, 27 points out of Rosengarten, they have the advantage.
Or even 17 or 18. Yep, Eli has really been pouring it on late in the year. He's upped his per-game average to about 12. He hit 3 threes in a row in the second quarter at the Hoosier Gym to almost deliver a knockout punch to Strasburg in the second 8 minutes. Last Saturday in Knightstown, Indiana. Rosengarten swishes the free throw. Well, Fort Loramie's a pretty good free throw shooting team, Chuck, if the right guys are shooting. Rosengarten makes 2 here, and it's 60-49. Botkins with 19 seconds left. Deep left corner triple by Wendell. Hit the heel. Long rebound Fort Loramie down to Mesher. Mesher up the left side to Nathan Ratterman. 11 to play. Fort Loramie will back it out and not shoot. And that's going to be it. The Redskins over Botkins, 60-49. 4-3-2. Whoops. 5-second count against Fort Loramie. 2 white shirts hovering over Carter Mesher on the far side of the floor. Botkins will inbound it. It goes to Zane Paul. Here's a long 3-ball by him. Short, no good. Chuck, I think that's the first mention of Zane Paul in a quarter and a half or 2 periods. Boy, did Fort Loramie's defense ever silence him.
He had 2 points in the third, 2 points in the fourth.
And that's it. Fort Loramie, in typical Redskin fashion, downs Botkins tonight by 11, 60-49. As Fort Loramie's defense came up big, especially in the second half. Botkins had no answer for Eli Rosengarten in the first, second, third, or fourth quarter of this game. Good team ball elsewhere on the floor by Fort Loramie. An unselfish game by the Redskins, who outboarded Botkins by plenty, and that was the major stat difference on the night. And Botkins got one shot alone, when they didn't turn it over. And in those possessions, they got no shots. And Fort Loramie wins by 11. The number 2 seed in the Pickwick sectional, Fort Loramie. The number 4 seed in the Pickwick sectional, Botkins. They could meet again 2 weeks from tonight. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and honor our Clancy's Award winner.
All right. Well, Loramie out-rebounded them 28-17, 12-1 on the offensive board. That's your basketball game.
Yep.
Individual scoring for Botkins, they were led by Jaden Pretty off the bench with 14. They got 12 from Zane Paul and 3 threes for Jaden Wendell for 9. On the other side, Loramie led by Eli Rosengarten with 28. Then they dropped down to 9 to Nolan Burning, 8 for Nathan Ratterman, and 8 for Grant Albers, who I thought had a really nice game. Clancy's players of the game, the Rosengarten, obviously, and on the other side, Jaden Pretty.
Had 2 good choices. And two young men for Fort Loramie, or just one?
Just one.
Just one. Rosengarten.
He had 28. He doesn't have to share.
28, and Fort Loramie scored how many for the game?
60.
60. So he had nearly half of the Redskins' total. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And do not forget M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Beat the winter weather before it beats you. Take advantage of big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Unir Oil, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. M&A Muffler and Tires, big tire savings you'll never get tired of. Your one-stop auto repair shop. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A, phone 800-474-4123. Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And so many thanks tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. We also salute the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. The In-Between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Hemp Imagery, John Hemp Imagery, he'll give you his best shot. Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, Tip City, what is your favorite thing? Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, call Chris North. To get connected to your veterans' benefits, 937-498-7282. The Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc., expanding to eight growing divisions in Anna. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric Heating and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com from Minster. Tomorrow night, Anna Boys, idle this evening, take on a very tall and talented Minster team, which played St. Henry this evening at Minster. Anna idle tonight, Minster playing tonight, Minster Anna tomorrow. It's the State Route 119 clash. Anna on the road at Minster, 7:30 tip. Webcast time at 7:10. Don't forget on Tuesday, Anna at Rushi. Anna at Rushi on Tuesday. Anna will need to win over the Raiders Tuesday night at the Rushi Gym in order to take the Shelby County Athletic League outright.
That's assuming Jackson Center beat Fairlawn tonight.
Right, exactly. And with a Fort Loramie win tonight, the Redskins close out league play 7-5. Rushi would have to win two games tonight over Houston, Tuesday over Anna, in order to close at 8-4 and beat out Fort Loramie by a game for third place. Otherwise, it's a two-way tie for third at 7-5, Rushi and Fort Loramie. So we got some good games coming up here on Saturday and Tuesday.
Hard to believe that that's going to be the end of the regular season Tuesday night.
It is. Yeah, it's gone fast.
It always does.
It's flown. It has really flown. That means we're due for some consistent 50-degree temperatures.
I'm ready.
Did see the extended forecast. It's kind of reversed itself. A week or two ago, the long range was for colder than normal for the end of February. Now, the prediction, warmer than normal.
That's because the groundhog superseded that and told him it was spring.
Yep, he saw a shadow, right?
He didn't see his shadow.
I get that mixed up every year. Every year. Ron Mooney is our Scorers Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside. Stats Color on-site engineering. Until tomorrow night at 7:10 from Minster for the Anna Minster boys game. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Botkins, where Fort Loramie defeated the Botkins Trojans 60-49.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.